Good morning. It's Saturday, October 18th, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. Tensions are rising across the United States as National Guard troops are put on standby ahead of nationwide No Kings protests. Republican governors in Texas and Virginia have activated their guard units, citing security concerns linked to what they call Antifa-linked demonstrations. Organizers say the movement will hold rallies in over 2,500 locations to denounce what they describe as President Trump's authoritarianism. Democrats argue the guard deployment risks suppressing peaceful dissent. Texas lawmaker Gene Wu said, "Sending armed soldiers to suppress peaceful protests is what kings and dictators do." The demonstrations are expected to begin later today. Another news. A rare corporate apology in Silicon Valley. Salesforce CEO Mark Benioff has walked back comments suggesting President Trump should deploy the National Guard to San Francisco. Benioff's remarks, made ahead of his company's annual Dreamforce conference, drew sharp criticism from political leaders, including California Governor Gavin Newsom. In a social media post, Benioff said he'd listened closely and no longer believed troops were necessary for city safety. The controversy comes amid Trump's push to send guard troops to several Democrat-led cities, including Chicago, where courts have blocked the move. Analysts say the episode highlights growing tension between tech leaders and Washington's policies on urban security. Around the world, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has left the White House empty-handed after talks with U.S. President Donald Trump. Despite cordial discussions, Trump declined to commit to sending Tomahawk cruise missiles, citing fears of escalation with Russia. Zelensky said the talks focused on protecting lives and avoiding chaos, while Trump emphasized hopes to end the war without Tomahawks. The meeting followed Trump's recent phone call with Vladimir Putin, with plans to meet soon in Hungary. Zelensky later told reporters he agreed with Trump's call to stop where we are along the current front lines, a sign both leaders may be inching toward a freeze in the conflict. Another news. In one of its most sweeping military crackdowns in decades, China's Communist Party has expelled 9 top generals, including He Weidong, the country's second highest-ranking military officer. Beijing's defense ministry accuses the men of serious duty-related crimes involving vast sums of money. Analysts, however, say the move also reflects President Xi Jinping's political consolidation ahead of a major party meeting next week. Observers note that while Xi's anti-corruption purges tighten party control, they risk chilling initiative and morale within the ranks. All 9 officials now face prosecution as China signals its largest military reshuffle in years. Another news. In Britain, Prince Andrew has agreed to give up his royal titles, including Duke of York, after discussions with King Charles. The move follows years of controversy over his ties to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein and an alleged Chinese spy. In a statement, Andrew said the accusations had become a distraction from the monarchy's work. He will retain his title as prince, but will no longer use other honors or attend royal family events. The decision, effective immediately, marks the latest step in Andrew's long fall from public life, a striking reversal for a man once at the heart of Britain's royal establishment. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.